Hello friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made, Bible Stories for Children. I'm so happy you're here. Last time, we heard about Jacob's amazing dream at Bethel, where God made him a special promise, just like he did for Abraham. But Jacob couldn't stay at home. He had to leave because his brother Esau was very angry with him. Today, Jacob's long journey brings him somewhere new, and he's about to meet someone who will change his life forever. Today's story is from Genesis 29. Are you ready? Let's begin! Jacob continued with his journey. He kept traveling until he came to a well in a field. Around the well were flocks of sheep, and three groups of shepherds were waiting nearby. A large stone covered the well to keep the water fresh. Jacob walked up to the shepherds and asked, "My brothers, where are you from?" They answered, "We are from Haran." Jacob's heart must have lifted. Haran was where his family lived. So he asked them, "Do you know Laban, the son of Nahor?" The shepherds nodded. "Yes, we know him." Jacob asked, "Is he well?" They replied, "Yes, he is well. And look! Here comes his daughter Rachel with the sheep." Jacob turned and saw a young woman approaching with a flock of sheep. This was Rachel. As she came closer, Jacob noticed that the other shepherds were still waiting by the well. "Why aren't you giving water to your sheep?" he asked. "Shouldn't you water them and take them back to the pasture?" One of the shepherds shook his head. "We can't do that until all the flocks are gathered and the stone is rolled away from the well." Just then, Rachel arrived. When Jacob saw her, he went straight to the well. Even though the stone was large and heavy, he rolled it away all by himself. Then he drew water and gave it to Rachel's sheep. Rachel watched in surprise. Who was this kind stranger? Then Jacob turned to her and said, "I am Jacob, the son of Rebekah. I am your cousin." Hearing this, Rachel was overjoyed. She quickly ran home to tell her father. When Laban heard the news, he hurried out to meet Jacob. He embraced him warmly and kissed him in greeting. "You are truly my own flesh and blood," Laban said. Jacob was welcomed into the family and stayed with them. Soon, he would begin a new life in Haran, one that would bring great joy, but also many surprises. Jacob had never been to Haran before, but God led him exactly where he needed to be. He had left home alone, but now he had found his family. Here are some things to think about. How do you think Jacob felt when he realized he had found his family? Have you ever met someone who became really important in your life, like a best friend? How can we trust God when we don't know what's ahead? How does this story remind us that God is always guiding us? Thank you for joining me today. Next time, We'll hear what happens when Jacob falls in love and works hard to marry. But things don't go as planned. Until then, remember, you are wonderfully made. Bye for now.